going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
We are at the Grotto Bay Beach Resort in Bermuda, where we will be all week for the 32nd annual Greg Hill Classic Golf Tournament to benefit the Greg Hill Foundation. Wiggy is Curtis. We miss you, obviously, although this would probably be a place where another foreign country you'd get arrested in, I got to tell you.
Yeah.
It's a lot of fun over here, but Wiggy loves Bermuda.
Yeah, we got to play because I didn't realize that Cully Buds is from out here.
Yes.
Shime's got to play that.
Yes.
Another reggae. That was a reggae banger. I remember that.
Yes.
Come around.
Yeah.
But it is like an hour and 45. I didn't even get through the Hangover Part 2, which I was watching on the plane.
Yeah.
Yes.
And
yes,
we landed here. So it's like
crazy.
It's a no-brainer.
Are you going to go in the cave at all?
Yeah, I'll definitely hit up the cave.
Okay.
I know my wife, she's been talking about going in the cave, and there's another cave, mm-hmm, a bigger cave like somewhere around here. So, you know, we'll definitely hit up the caves.
Why are we going after Greenland? We should get Bermuda.
Yeah, you're right about that. I mean, they'd probably be willing to do some kind of a deal. Are they still? Are you guys still a British province or what
colony?
You are, yes. Okay, all right. So we'd have to do a deal with Britain, Curtis.
Yeah. Bollocks.
If they would be up for
they
it.
They hate Meghan Markle in Bermuda.
Yeah. We have leads left, including one from Curtis. Good morning, Curtis.
Good morning, Greg. You guys look great in Bermuda. And I always go back to this because it helped crystallize my conspiratorial bent, whatever the hell it is. When you're able and willing to murder the sitting president of the United States in the middle of the day in a major city, there is nothing you won't do. And with the NBA, I have a new name. I don't know if you guys like it. WWNBA. That's what I'm calling it from this point forward. Mm-hmm. It is an absolute joke. When the inexplicable occurs, meaning you call one team and you hand him Luka, and it happens to be the one that has LeBron James and is in the second biggest media market, the second most storied franchise in the history of the sport, there is obviously more at play. And we got the final part. You know, Greg, in baseball, they say for a player to be named later.
Yeah.
It was, here's Luka for Anthony Davis and a player to be named later at the top of the NBA lottery. If you're just waking up, the Mavericks won the lottery with a 1.8% chance of getting the top player.
And Cooper Flagg.
Cooper Flagg, one of a generational talent to come out of Duke this year. And even LeBron James on social media was mocking the sport that he loves with the laughing emojis on X last night.
It's almost impossible for it not to be an NBA conspiracy, Curtis. The odds were, as I said earlier,
right,
you know, as you just mentioned, the 1.8%. It's
right.
It's highly unlikely.
Yeah.
But it's unlikely if you combine that outcome. You know, just winning the lottery with 1.8% as a standalone, you know, it's much better odds than winning the actual lottery. But if you take the team that was the punching bag, the punchline of the sport after they traded Luka to the Lakers, and then you add on to that the unbelievable, unprecedented way in which they got the first pick with less than 2% chances. It is not. It is a conspiracy to say there isn't a conspiracy.
Yeah, it stinks.
Does this give Nico a longer leash? Like, is he going to be able to be there longer now? Is
yeah,
the
it
hate
definitely
gone?
Helps him out. Oh, yeah, it definitely helps him out.
Of course
a ton.
It does.
Yeah.
And I would imagine that they probably cut some kind of a deal with the new Mavericks owners, and they're not going to leave Dallas because they were threatening to leave Dallas and threatening they wanted to a casino attached to the building. They'll probably get that now. I mean, it is... Curtis, you have been spot on with this, and I think you nailed it from the start. And all we had to do was wait and see how they made it work.
Right, it's a good landing spot for Cooper Flagg too. Yeah. Very good.
And what is it about Dallas that's always at the center of these things? Like that's where JFK was. I mean, I don't know. Yeah. Something's going on in Dallas.
All right, Curtis, thank you. Courtney, good morning.
Good morning, everybody. Like I said earlier, I'm still stroking that panic button when it comes to the Celtics. But with Jason Tatum going down last night, and listen, you never want your superstar to go down. But when you look at the regular season, the Seas were 8-2 without him in games that he didn't play in. 9-2 when you consider the playoff game as well. And it just comes down to one thing moving forward. Jaylen Brown needs to show the alpha that he is. If you go back and look, there were two games that he did not play in as well when Jason Tatum didn't play at the end of the season, the regular season. But he had games where he had only 14 points, but then he had games where he had 35 points. You got to stay on the 35 side of this and not come back if you have any chance of winning this series and moving forward. I think that the rest of this team is still so much more talented than the Knicks. I give the Knicks a lot of credit for last night and what they've done with this series. But we saw, whether it was Kristaps going down, Jaylen going down, Jason going down during the regular season, other guys step up and perform lights out.
Other guys that you're talking about, you bring up KP, I don't think he's physically able to step up. So you're not going to be able to count on him.
Yeah, but he was able to turn it. Like, it's the same illness he had during the regular season, and we saw him at the end of the season go off. So it can turn around for Kristaps at random points, and he starts feeling better. Peyton Pritchard needs to step up. Drew Holiday needs to step up. You got to see something.
Drew Holiday had nothing last
night.
Nah,
he was. He's been a no-show.
Derek White, first half,
and then second half, he disappeared.
Lights out, shooting, and then disappeared.
Yep.
Jaylen Brown, we talked about earlier, disappeared for that third quarter. I don't think he had a point in the third quarter last night.
The thing that you look at with this team now, and Courtney, I agree with you, like, all right, Jaylen Brown, it's all on you.
Show me the alpha.
It's all on you. You have to be now the guy who leads the team. You got to step into the role where, you know, you're the exact playmaker like Tatum was, but you got to be the scorer, right? And Greg, you're right. I don't know what you get from Porzingis. Derek White is going to, you know, that means he's going to be launching up a lot more threes. Pete Pritch, I agree with you, Courtney. It's going to be all on Jaylen Brown from here on out.
Yeah. Like,
what can you do?
But it's not just tomorrow night. I mean, it's tomorrow night to stay alive.
But let's just focus.
Focus on that
one? Yeah, I mean, take it one game at a time.
I understand.
Well, you have to do that. I just think so many people are saying it's over now. I'm not saying it's over now. There's still a chance that the Celtics could pull this one out. Crazier things have happened, and we have much more talent on this team that can step up.
Well, it looks like every caller that has called the radio show and is waiting to talk says it's over now.
Yeah. that's what everybody was saying on social media. Last night, I get it. But
it's over now. All right, Courtney, thank you.
Thank you.
We're gonna take a quick break. We will be back. We will be back with the rest of the leads, a lead from Wiggy and a lead from me next.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.